Around 2 million Australians live on their own, and a new report by Anglicare has found that many of these people are living on or below the poverty line, and it's having profound effects on their physical and mental well-being. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Sydney man Carl has spent a long time living on his own. He's adjusted to it, but says it can sometimes be a lonely experience.
But I lived on my own since in the 2000s anyway, but always on the grog at that stage. Since 2009, managed to get my life on track. But I still get, when you live on your own, you still get down and lonely and you start to climb the walls. If you're at home too long, too much.
A new report by Anglicare has found he is one of more than 2 million Australians living alone. The research is based on census data, as well as the experiences of Anglicare clients. Grant Millard is the Chief Executive of Anglicare Sydney.
About 39% of all people who live on their own are actually living on or below the poverty line. And so knowing that information, we thought, well, is that the lived experience of the people who use our food and financial assistance programs? And we wanted to look at what is life like for those people. If you have a look at the profile of some of these people who live on their own or in low levels of income, women compose about 60% of low-income lone person households. That's, you know, 60-40 female to male. And people who are aged over the age of 55 years are 76% of that cohort. And disability, there's a larger representation of people who have disability as well. So low-income, lone-person households, 16% of those households have the presence of disability in them.
And he's found for those living alone and experiencing social isolation, their mental health and physical well-being can also suffer.
It's very clear that social isolation has been linked to poor health outcomes, such as heart disease, mental illness. I think we know that people who live on their own live a shorter life than people actually live in community.
Grant Millard says the solution requires different organisations in the community and the government working together.
There's no silver bullet here. It's a compelling, challenging issue to address that really needs multi-parties to come together to sort this out over time. But faith-based organisations, community groups, governments and agencies, they need to have a shared objective of dealing with social isolation. I mean, it's not just an issue in Australia, it's a universal issue. And I note that the UK announced earlier this year a Minister for Loneliness, because it's seen there that loneliness is a massive societal problem, bad for people who are on their own in low-income, single-person households, but also bad for society. It's an issue that really needs serious attention.
Sydney man Carl says if people are facing difficulties living alone, it's important they get the help and support they need.
People out there do need help. Can't just rely on themselves, that's all. Because life's a battle. You're making it harder doing it on your own.
And that's Carl, who lives in Sydney by himself, with our reporter Sarah Sedgie.